Live from KPTZ 91.9 FM in Port Townsend, I'm Charlie Burmant with news and commentary for Tuesday, November 12th, 2019. A social media battle is taking place in Port Townsend between a local businessman who runs a Facebook page named after Jefferson County and a small group that feels the page and its name are misleading. This is the latest chapter in the controversy surrounding the Jefferson County, Washington Facebook page, sponsored by Security Services Northwest President Joe D'Amico. First established in 2012, the page states its purpose as conveying what it is like to live, work, and play in Jefferson County, and it states up front that it is not an official government page. Since 2017, the page has also included local news coverage written by former Port Townsend Leader editor Patrick Sullivan, giving the news site value in parallel to any information supporting D'Amico's business or opinions. Despite its disclaimer, the site has weathered criticism about its use of the Jefferson County name since its inception. Even if many locals can't tell the difference, others feel that the name causes confusion, especially since the page has earned Facebook's badge of authenticity. That badge was a centerpiece of an organized protest on Monday, which sought to deliver a mass reporting of complaints about the page at a specific time. The protest was thwarted to an extent as D'Amico apparently took his page offline at that particular time, only to reappear later. Due to this, the protest organizer suspects that D'Amico deliberately took the page offline at that moment so people could not file complaints. The story is difficult to report and necessarily incomplete. Two of the three sources, Facebook and D'Amico, have not answered calls for comment. The third source, the protest organizer, is not disclosing their identity out of fear of retribution and bullying. Nevertheless, we have assembled information from disparate sources in order to bring you this report. One person who will go on the record is Port Townsend Deputy Mayor David Faber, who said he does not want a private company to use and abuse Jefferson County, Washington, for its own business ends. In one post, D'Amico accuses Faber and his cronies of organizing the protest. Faber said he is not connected to the protest and only has a vague idea of the organizer's identity. D'Amico has taken notice. He left a warning on the organizer's website saying that anyone who posts on the page will be named in a lawsuit that it is now in preparation. He also has established a tip line for people to provide information about the protester's identity and what he perceives as an attack on his free speech. Faber, along with the organizers, say they do not seek to circumvent D'Amico's First Amendment rights. Transparency is the goal, they say, which includes the removal of the Facebook seal of approval. While only a few complaints were lodged on Monday, organizers are asking people to lobby Facebook to enforce its terms of service, of which they believe D'Amico is in violation. The situation has all the elements of a modern political drama. It includes hot buttons such as freedom of speech, gun rights, and the control of information. If there was any doubt, this proves that Jefferson County, despite its so-called unique elements, is in many ways like everywhere else. The idea of an open, courteous dialogue about these issues is relegated to a planet long ago and far, far away. KPTZ News is broadcast at noon and 5 p.m. on Tuesday and Thursday. If you have any news or information for this program, please send a message to news@kptz.org. This is Charlie Burmant reminding you to verify news that you hear from any source, including this one.